We are up to Simin Ayin Dalet. I have here new handouts. Okay, the first few words are missing, so I'll read them to you. The first few words on the page are missing. The first words are... Okay, the old handouts are gone. They're in a better place. The old handouts are in a better place. Let ein mafligin besvina al hayam pachos mishloisha yamim koidem Shabbos. Okay, you don't have these words. I'm reading them
baal peh. Many people start Friday on a ship.
You're not allowed to take a trip on a svina al hayam to travel over the seas less than 3 days before Shabbos. So that means Wednesday. Once already it's Wednesday, you have to. No, I think Wednesday already can't go. Less than 3 days. So if they're Wednesday, you can go?
Okay.
Chodem Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're not allowed to go Wednesday. No. Wednesday, you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to go on a ship on Wednesday.
What?
You're either not. It's
Right, I'm okay with that.
You don't have these words. The first few words I'm reading to you, Balpe. Okay, we'll see. What exactly are you oyver? You're mechuyev to take into consideration that you'll be mechal Shabbos. Yeah. You're not allowed to go on a cruise. Ein mafligin basfina ala yam pakus mishleish yamim. You're not allowed to go on a cruise if the cruise leaves on Wednesday. Koidem Shabbos, before Shabbos, the Hainu Miyom Dalet. It says Miyom Dalet. That's the top. Now we're on the page. The Hainu Miyom Dalet, Wednesday. Now we're on the page. Miyom Dalet. The Eilech Osir. Aval, what is the exception? Avlim Hoylech Ledvar Mitzvah Mutter. Afilu Bi Erev Shabbos. So today, everything is a Dvar Mitzvah. Shalom Bayis. Wife insurance. What?
You're
not over chil Shabbos mamish. You're putting yourself and you're putting it, but you're not doing it directly. You're putting. You never told him to do it. He's doing it for himself. He also technically, it's very hard. It does not appear that you're going to find you're actually doing an avera. It's just not in the spirit of Shabbos. When Wednesday is already a time when you're mechuyev to take into consideration that Shabbos is around the corner. That's one of the reasons why on the Yom for Revi that we conclude with the Psukim from Luchun Aranina. We make mention, we're ready to, a person should be reminded that Shabbos is on the way.
That's
one of the reasons, yeah.
So they only started Luchun Aranina like 300, 400 years ago?
Yeah.
Right. The Aris came?
I don't know the answer. When those Pesukim were added into the Nusach HaTzvila? When were we appended to the Yom? When were those Pesukim appended to the Yom? I do not know when. You don't want to do something bad. You don't want to go to... That's one reason. They're Ayin Panim L'Tara.
And another reason. Once they put in already, they found the terrorists
for Shabbos. This reason is a very popular reason. I heard him give a shiur on this, and that was the first thing he said. Is the reason why you say L'chu Niran El Hashem on Wednesday is because Wednesday is the halacha, the zman, when you have to take into consideration at Shabbos. And therefore, you should think about Shabbos when Wednesday arrives.
When they crossed the Atlantic, in the olden times, it took them weeks.
So you're not allowed to start in Chanami, so Mikra, then doesn't matter. You have no obligation to take into consideration the fact that you're going to be stranded in the middle of the ocean. You'll come to need to tell a goy do malacha for you on Shabbos if it's not yet Wednesday. It's too far to advance. It's too far in advance. Today is Tuesday. On Tuesday, you have no halachic obligation to take into consideration what's going to be on Shabbos. But on Wednesday, already now, I have to take into consideration Shabbos. I'm going to be stranded. It's going to be bikuach nefesh. I'm going to have to have a goy do this malacha, that malacha. There's a problem of tchum. There's this problem. That's the halacha. When Wednesday, you're mechuyev to think about Shabbos, but not on Tuesday or before. Okay, you're referring to this, a gemara. The gemara talks about you go to a bigger chiddush. That in time of Chazal, this is a shocking chiddush. This is part of the Zmiros Shomer Shabbos Mechallo. Okay, I don't remember the entire Shtigl Torah, but there used to be a group of people that were careful not to cause their wives to become pregnant on a certain day, because they calculated in advance. A woman gives birth exactly 9 months to the day. Okay, not our day. Okay, today there's no such thing anymore. But years ago, when people lived healthier lives, it was predictable. And if a woman would have relations with her husband and would become pregnant, the men would make a calculation. It's a chazal. They would make a calculation. Do you believe such a thing? Today we laugh at this. But in ancient times, they didn't laugh at this. They made a calculation exactly that the woman becomes pregnant tonight. What? If a woman becomes pregnant tonight, the calculation, like the 272 days, she will become pregnant, she will give birth on Shabbos. So what's so terrible giving birth on Shabbos? We call Shabbos. When a woman gives birth on Shabbos, she can become pregnant the day before, the day after. She doesn't have to become bedafka, there's a mitzvah to have a child, so she can become pregnant the day before or the day after. Why bedafka on Shabbos? In order to avoid chilul Shabbos, it was a stigma. We don't take Shabbos so seriously. Big deal. A woman gave birth on Shabbos. A Shabbos bris. What's the big deal? It means nothing to us. But go back 1,000 years ago, tzaddikim, they took Shabbos very seriously, and it was a stigma. If you were born on Shabbos, people looked at you differently. Oh, this person, he was born on Shabbos. They had to be mechal Shabbos for this person from the moment he came into existence. Seriously. And the bris also was done on Shabbos. They were mechal Shabbos to do a bris. Machloek is the gemara. Hutra, the chuyah, you're telling me that it's nachal Shabbos. Doing a bris on Shabbos is hutra. But then there are the preparations. So do the misapproval the day before. Or do the Pur Revui, you can do the next day. Well, it has to be done B'dafka on Shabbos.
So the science has changed since the first?
Absolutely. Today, go talk to an OBGYN. There's something, a woman gets with B'dafka, it's probably more often than not. That's not on time.
No one wants a Shabbos.
You know, the doctor goes on vacation right before.
What?
Seven months.
Doesn't happen. It was very common. 8 months, the Gemara says, a child born in the eighth month will not live. It will 100% die. It's muksa. Can you imagine a baby that's born within 8 months? That period of time, you have to just leave it alone. You're not allowed to feed it. If a woman is in pain because she needs to nurse because of her own pain, she can bend down and nurse the baby, not because we care about the baby, because it's a tsar for the mother. Obviously, today, nishtana teva. But forget about nishtana teva. Think about how much they were machshav Shabbos. It should not come out that a chil Shabbos. They arranged when children will become pregnant. We think that they know today.
They do it today too.
For Sunday bris, induced labor. Induced labor. Or doctors. I'm not on call. It's very common. Very common where a woman has a high risk pregnancy. Or even not a high risk, a semi-high risk pregnancy, and they pay a lot of money to have a special doctor, a mumcha. And the mumcha says, listen, I'm going on vacation, I don't care, I don't work, I don't work on the weekends, I have also a life, a family. And the woman says, but I'm a high risk, that's, I have an assistant, I have someone that covers for me, I want you, I'm paying this extra money, the insurance doesn't cover, I'm paying for you. Sorry, I'm not coming in on a weekend for you, too bad. If you want, we can have an induced birth, induced labor. I'll induce labor. I'll give you some medicine on Monday, and you'll have the baby on Wednesday, and I'll be here. Can you do this? This is one of the most common shaylos that are asked Rabbanim. Are you allowed to do this? So the answer I heard about Lieberman. I know he's basically said, yeah, it's mutter if it's high risk
on Shabbos.
No, not on Shabbos. Induced labor. Oh, but then what about inducing on Shabbos? He talks about that also. Let's say the doctor, I'm going away. I'm only going to be away on Shabbos. The last day I'm going to be is on Shabbos. So he basically says that if there is some degree of risk, and you bedafka warned this doctor because of his expertise, it's mutter. It's mutter. But if there's no risk whatsoever, zero zilch, and you're doing it because you want to have a Sunday bris, you want to have a nice, elaborate bris Sunday, 8 o'clock, with the whole family, because if you can have it during the week, it's going to have to be 5:30 in the morning, and no one's going to come, it's going to be over like in a snap, then it's not, then it's also
l'cholot
her
kula. My daughter delayed her.
Yeah.
Giving birth
1 week because the expert was out of town.
Ah, so you see.
It was Chalavon.
So on Shabbos, she broke the water and she had to have two guys' residents, a Russian or whatever, and actually started doing it. And
we don't need details.
Okay, so there is something. Unfortunately, we are desensitized to the Kedusha of Shabbos. Here it's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. It's a double posh that you do not go out on, you do not travel long distance if it is Wednesday, because Wednesday you are obligated to take into consideration Kvoid Shabbos. So Chazal said there, Shabbos expands two ways. If only we would observe two Shabbosos, Miyad Nigalim. Why did Chazal emphasize observing the two Shabbosos? Because Shabbos has power forward and backwards. Shabbos lingers on for 3 days. You still feel Shabbos Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you're living in the shadow of the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're anticipating the following Shabbos. So when you observe two Shabbosos, you cover the entire week. Two Shabbosos, the first Shabbos takes you through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Al pi halacha, you can make Havdalah until Tuesday. If you didn't make Havdalah, you can make a bracha until Tuesday, because until Tuesday, you're still in the shadow of the previous Shabbos. And when you come to Wednesday, you're now anticipating the following Shabbos. So here it says...
Any travel? Any situation.
Not only travel, any situation where you will find yourself in a situation where you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos, or ask a guy to be Mechal Shabbos on your behalf, or not be in an ideal environment for Shabbos, you're not allowed to enter that situation if it is already Wednesday. But if it's Tuesday or before, then you're not mechuyev to take that into consideration. Okay, now, so let's what it says here. Also, aval im holoch levar mitzvah mutar, afilu be'erv Shabbos, our mitzvah is exceptional. Today, probably, every situation you're going to find, they'll tell you it's for a dvar mitzvah. I'm sure years ago when the boys would travel across the Atlantic to go learn in the Nir, right? There's all the stories of the Gedolim, the old American boys would travel to Europe, or they would travel to Eretz Yisrael. They went by ship, right? Not so long ago, how many years ago? Probably 60, 70 years ago. It was very common to travel across the Atlantic by ship. So certainly to go to Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. To go learn in the yeshiva is a mitzvah. Obviously, these things were not issues for those situations. But for its pure business, then it is a problem. Let's take a look at the Shem Sur Mahalacha. Let's go from stuff and base on the page Nun Zayin. V'hine, yesh lehistavik imutu l'nsoba aviroin b'shabes. What about traveling on an airplane? Is there any problem of traveling on an airplane on Shabbos? The Hainu Shiyaskal Nisiyasa Be'erv Shabbos, Oikoidem, the Amshech Nisiyasa Be'Shabbos. You start flying on Friday, and the plane continues in the air over Shabbos. Is that mutter? Is there any problem?
Australia.
Going to, okay, or going anywhere. Let's say even sometimes you don't have a choice. If you're on a flight and you're supposed to arrive Friday morning, and then what happens? There's a delay, there's bad weather, and they stop over at another airport, and they don't let you get off the plane. They don't let you get off the plane, and they wait, and before you turn around, your plane will be arriving on Shabbos. You'll be flying on Shabbos. So many times you don't have a choice. But what happens if a person does have a choice? Now, obviously, there are many other problems, because when you arrive in the airport, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Now let's just see what it says. It says an incredible chiddush. There's a difference if you're flying over land or flying over water. The derech yam mutter l'divrei hakoil. If you're flying over water, then it's mutter. The derech yabasha talib machlokes. I'm going to give egev agoin ve'ha'agoin. Not sure who that is. Im ha'mishneh berura. The Islam Shulchan Aruch, the Mahalik Chutz Litchum Lamala Me'asar Tvachim Gagoyin Shekofatz Al Gabe Amudim Shegivoyim Asara Ve'ein B'chol Echad Mehem Dalid Al Dalid Tvachim Harez Esafikim Yesh Tchum Lamala Me'yud Oilav Uma Sheyeh B'drabonon Yesafik L'hokel. If you're traveling over, there's a problem. What's wrong? What?
What's going on?
All right, let's go further.
There's a late
What are the issues of traveling on a plane on Shabbos? The problem is you're traveling outside the tchum more. You're not allowed to travel on Shabbos more than 2,000 tfachim outside the tchum. Almost outside the tchum. So the problem is. Forget about landing. Let's not to landing. Let's talk about traveling. Is there a tchum lemala miyut? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That there's a machlokes. Some opinions hold there is tchum lemala miyut tfachim. So then you would be in violation of traveling lemala mitchum. Now that only is true when it comes to land. According to one opinion,
so if you're in the air, it's different.
If you're in, that's what he says. There's a difference between traveling over land. That's exactly what he's saying. That's what he says. There's a difference between traveling over land and traveling over water. Traveling over land, according to one opinion, is a violation of going past the tchum on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos, and that's true even if you are in the air, as long as the air is above land. But water. You know, there is no prohibition of traveling outside the tchum, so that would be mut.
So if you take a riverboat on the Mississippi,
or you travel over the Atlantic,
days,
if your flight is traveling over land, so you're traveling over water, anything over water.
Oh, you're within
the Mississippi riverboat. Start from Minneapolis. You're going to Ain't no Hanami. Five days.
Obviously, these shilas are not very practical because every time in modern days, every time you're traveling, you're going to be traveling partially over land and you're going to be traveling partially over water. Exactly. When you land, no one's landing on the water. I mean, unless you have one of those riverboats. But it's just he wants to bring out the issues. We're not really talking practical applications. Let's just focus on the halachic issues. And then, when you know the halachic issues, then we can try to figure out what halacha would be in a situation where you're delayed, where you're traveling and the plane is delayed and you find yourself traveling on Shabbos. So basically, so he presents is the difference between traveling over land and traveling over water. Traveling over land is problematic. Traveling over water is less problematic. What's the longest? What's the yisod? All of the laws of Shabbos come from the Midbar. Right? From building the Mishkan, traveling the Midbar. In the Midbar, where there was no water. When Klai Yisrael received the Torah, their Har Sinai, it was in the desert. They were not living, traveling over oceans, rivers. They were traveling over land. So the Isser Tchumen given in the Torah is only over land. There is no Isser Tchumen over water. Just like we mentioned many times about the laws of Trefas, all the laws of Sirchus and animals, even though that is not even though things have changed today, it doesn't matter. Everything depends on the situation that was present in the desert. Next, the Harma goes further. The Im here, obviously, we're going into some mystical things. A person says the Shem Hashem. Okay. A person says the Shem Hashem. We're using these yisodos just to illustrate the concepts. Mitoch yudbeis mil luchutz azlinon luchumra. He says there it's also okay. Since you're traveling on land, it's problematic. The kasaf sham hagoin Rabbi Zah. I think this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Chidush Hagoin Rabbi Kiviyeg Sham. The Huva B'Divrei B'Bir Halacha Sham. The Bekarmelis Dinoi Kiyamin Unaharos. The Ein Iser Tchum and Sham Deraisim Neish Ein Adem L'Garmel Dili Midbar. If it's a Carmelist, you're traveling over a Carmelist, it's just like, it's also a motor, it's no different than the Yam. Because in the desert was not a Carmelist, there were 600,000 people in the desert traveling together. So that's where the Torah says you may not travel outside the Tchum. But if you're traveling in a situation where you don't have 600,000 people, that is also like the Yam, it would be motor.
There's no Rosh Hashanah there also.
What do you mean there's no, there was Rosh Hashanah? Because they
were. Rosh Hashanah. They live around the
There was 600,000. No,
you're saying according to
Rabbanu, you couldn't. Let's not. The Siyam Sham Dulfiza, the less Lanu Rishus Ram. Therefore, he concludes, the Rabbi Kiv Ege concludes, that since Bizman Hazen, he's talking in Europe, he's talking in his place, we're not getting into Shalitz Bizman Hazen in America, in Brooklyn, where supposedly there are close to 3 million people in New York. There are 8 million. The New York City has about 8 or 9 million people. The issue is, within a distance, within every block, every of Yud Bez Mill, are there 3 million people? That's out of motion. Okay, we're not, again, we're going off on a tangent. But the Siyam Sham Dulfi said, the less Lanu Rishus Harabim, Ein Lanu Achshav Klal Tchum in the Raisa, since, generally speaking, in the European cities, there was no real Rishus Harabim, the Mela, there would be no prohibition to travel by airplane. Not, again, not talking about the practical issue, but technically speaking, traveling is not a violation. Traveling in an airplane, you find yourself traveling in an airplane on Shabbos, you are not technically violating the Isser of traveling past the Tchum. Being that you are above 10, it's a Carmelis, it's a Carmelis. It's not similar to the Digli Midbar, which was a Rishus Harabim, and it is Mut. The Hayabasha Edinei Kayam, since dry land, Bizman Hazeh, which is a Carmelis, is just like a Yam, which is a Carmelis. Im Kain, Kamod, the Bayam, Amin, the Ein Tchum Lamayla Miyud, the Mseikul Asim Lukula, above 10 Tfachim, the Zmachloikis, is there Tchum Lamayla Miyud or not? We are lenient. We follow the lenient opinion that there's no. Huadin Bayabasha, Dina Kayam, dry land, that is a Carmelis, also going to be like the Yam. And it's smoter. Bimnei she'ein lanu rishus harabim. V'amish nebura. Beber halacha sham chalik ben yabasha liyam. He differentiates between yabasha and yam. V'hela. He differentiated the hello the after she ninkoit lehokel b'mayim b'chol gavni afilu hilch biraglov. Even if you are walking biraglov, mishum the ain del b'dimim. There was shallow water. Sometimes people would walk through. They would walk through shallow water. It doesn't mean you're walking on top of the water. In shallow water, that was very common, right? Mishum the ain del b'dimim bar. So walking in shallow water is certainly permitted. It's not but on dry land, even Carmelis, he makes a compromise. Water, if a person walks in shallow water, you're allowed to travel on Shabbos long distances. Water, traveling shallow water is not doimel d'gibber. You can travel as much as you want, as many miles as you want to hike on Shabbos.
What is the definition of shallow water?
Shallow water, I guess it's more than 3 tfachim. I would assume it means more than 3 tfachim.
Attached to the ocean.
Attached to the ocean, more than 3 tfachim.
We have the problem, if you're in a plane,
yeah.
And you land on Shabbos.
Okay, that's other issues, because now, that's another issue, because where do you depart from?
No, I want to bring the cool out of it. That if you land, the airport is a Carmelis.
Yeah.
It's not a Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, that's for sure.
So
it's even better, it's a Rosh Hashanah.
Huh?
Well, not a Rosh Hashanah, it's a Carfaith.
Definitely it's a Carmelis because there's no one living, there's no one on the... On
it's
the
gated.
Forget the gate. There's no one living in the airport.
Yeah.
Once you get to the terminal, you're in a big field. The field itself is bigger than is a Carmelis.
Yeah.
Right? So you're coming from one Carmelis
to another Carmelis.
From one Carmelis to another Carmelis.
Okay, fine.
So your problem becomes when you have
you leave.
In the terminal.
Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says now, "V'nimsa lufia nal de lehagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger vehagoyin Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Zalman vehayoyim gam yabasha dinay kayom." According to the Machmirim, that Yabasha, we follow the Pshar of the Mishnah Berurah, that dry land with Machmir. The Hayom Gam Yam, the other way around, according to the lenient opinions,
right.
The Makilim Demek Yam, the Misveka Aminan Bey Tchumin Lamala Miyud, we the Misveka.
Right.
Mafia now they're going to be going to Hayom Gam Yabasha Dine Kayam. We're lenient. The Misveka Aminan Bey Tchumin Lamala Miyud, Imkin Mutter Looif Ba'aviroin, Bain, you're allowed to fly in an airplane, Bain Derech Yabasha, Bain Derech Yam, you're allowed to fly according to the Makilim that we treat the Yabasha. I think he means a mistake. It's a mistake. The Ein Mila is a mistake here. The Ein is a mistake. There's not. So according to the Makilim, that a Carmelis has the status of Yam. There is no violation of Halacha if one is traveling long distance on an airplane on Shabbos.
How many people?
What?
Based on how many people are out there?
No, the ground. The question, there's an Isser Minat Torah to travel on Shabbos, just to travel on Shabbos more than 2,000 amos. You're not allowed to travel that distance. That's a prohibition. We're not talking about the practical problem about how you start and what you can do when you come to your destination. Is a person doing an Avera when he's traveling more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos outside the Tchum? So the answer is, generally yes, but when you're traveling in the air above 10 tefachim, there is a debate. Is there a violation in the airspace? Is airspace equivalent to traveling on land? Traveling on land, walking, going for a hike outside the Tchum, more than 2,000 amos, is forbidden according to all opinions. But when you're not walking on the ground, you are suspended in air through an airplane or some other technique. And traveling, you're traveling more than 2,000 amos, is that a violation? So he presents here, well, the violation is only if it's similar to the way we were in the situation of the desert. In the desert, they traveled on land. They traveled on the ground. When they traveled together 600,000 people. So if you're traveling in an area where there are not 600,000 people in a kindness, in like today, where you, with places where you travel, there are not 600,000 people, right away, that is less of a problem. It's not permitted l'chatchila, but it's less of a problem. And when you combine that with the fact that you're not even on the ground, you are suspended in midair, that's another grounds for leniency to be makel. Okay, so here he says that according to the Makilim, there's no violation. The person is traveling in an airplane above 10 tefachim, more than 2,000 amos. But the Mishnah Berurah, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, that is machmir. He says you only can be makel when you're traveling over water or through water. But if you're traveling on land itself, you have to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah, shemachalik ben yabosh liyam in kain dafka. The only time a person is not doing an avera by being in an airplane that's moving on Shabbos is dafka l'mesub aviron derech yam muter. If it's traveling over water, aval derech yabosha yesh la. There's not flying davka b'shul Yisrael. Okay, there are many other practical issues, halachic issues. Amir Liyakum, who's on the plane? You're going to Uman, and everyone on the plane is Jewish. So the pilot is flying on behalf of a Jew. This is in a violation of Amir Liyakum. We're not discussing that. The gam hiskel nisiyosa kedem Shabbos. Also, we have the situation where the plane began to fly before Shabbos began. If he began to fly on Shabbos, so then you left your residence on Shabbos itself, which is another problem. Okay, so he just wants to touch upon the root of the violation.
If you left on Shabbos and you didn't land till after Shabbos,
so then you have to take into consideration where your starting point is, the place where your destination. Even though technically you may not have done anything wrong because your entire trip was above 10 tefachim, but since the bottom line is where I find myself now currently is more than 2,000 amos where I was when Shabbos began, I'm still considered to be outside the Tchum.
That's only if you land on Shabbos.
I land on Shabbos. So landing on after Shabbos. Okay. So there are many issues. He just wants to bring out the Yesod. The Yesod is there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to travel outside of your Tchum more than 2,000 amos. That prohibition comes from the way we were in the time of the desert. In the desert, there were 600,000 people traveling together on land. Therefore, if we're not traveling with 600,000 people, that is not a violation. If we're traveling through water, that's not a violation. If we're traveling above ground, suspended, 10 tefachim above ground, that is a debate in the Gemara, is that called a violation or not? When you combine all these factors together, they have many leniencies. Above water, certainly, you have a combination of two things, it's water and it's the air, and if it's on land and it's above 10 tefachim, there's a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is a mutter or not. And the Baal Tanya. So these are the issues. Now that has to be factored into others. So now that we have that Yesod, hopefully when we'll come across other practical situations of where a person finds himself on Shabbos traveling, then they can be explained. This also is a very big issue when it comes to international dateline. We mentioned this last time. When a person travels on Friday, so the route that the planes take, they go up north and you travel, let's say, from
Los Angeles to Tokyo.
whatever the routes are, even if you're traveling on Friday and you're gonna depart and you're gonna land when it's chol and there's no problem, you're not gonna have any issue with Shabbos. You have plenty of time to get home for Shabbos, and both your destination and your arrival. But when you're traveling, there are situations. So this is like a very common scenario where part of the time when you're traveling, you're entering into a zone that is Shabbos. So that could be a practical application of this case. I'm taking off again. I don't know the exact. I remember Dr. Aaron Price. I mentioned many times. So he would travel. He used to travel. He told me he took this flight at least once, and then during the flight, it became Shabbos.
From Japan to LA.
Yeah.
You land in LA.
Friday.
Right before Shabbos.
Yeah.
While you're flying. Shabbos.
Right, there is a situation. It seems to be a common situation that you'll take off in one location when it's Friday, and you will arrive when it's Friday, and there's plenty of time to take care of all of your needs. But the way the plane travels, it enters into an airspace that it's Shabbos for an hour or two, for a short period of time. It's Shabbos. Now, are you mechuyev to observe Shabbos? So we would discuss this. Not necessarily for you. It's not Shabbos, but it's a location in the world that for some people it's Shabbos. So they are machmirim that it's Shabbos. Now the question, am I allowed to take such a flight? Because by taking such a flight, I will be traveling more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos, more than 2,000 amos. I'm not allowed to do that. So it's very good. I'm arriving when there's no Chil Shabbos. I'm going to depart when there's no Chil Shabbos. But the flight will pass an area in the world where it's Shabbos, and I will be doing an Avera by being on an airplane that is traveling more than 2,000 amos. So here he says, well, if you traveling over water and you're above 10 tefachim, which you certainly are, l'chol hadeos is certainly mutter, because that certainly is not together tchumen. However, if the airplane, that part of the flight that it's Shabbos, is traveling over land, I don't know what the situation is, then he says they are mekilim and they are machnirim, and it could be there are other factors taken into consideration, but there would indeed be a problem of traveling more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos.
So okay. How much like is about the tumah? Cemetery.
No, that's another issue. That's a whole different issue. Tumah is Baikel of Oila Ala Rakia. That is a separate issue. Today they say it's not an Eretz Yisrael, they've solved their problem. Is that correct?
One flight.
They still have their problem.
There's one flight that goes over the cemetery.
Really?
And yeah, they're always different issues. Yeah. Years ago, they used to be much bigger issues. When Palestinians they were firing missiles. I don't know what the situation is now. There was one point in time where there was a real sakana. They were really afraid that the missiles could hit the airplanes, so they would fly at very high altitudes right before they land certain flights, and they would come in very, very steep. People got sick. People couldn't handle it. Or when they would take off an unusually steep ascent because of the sakana. I think they strained it out now. Now they're able to come in, to ascend and descend more gradually. It shouldn't people get sick. No one wants to rely on that. Yeah.
You're on land and you're on a vehicle that's more than 10
Oh, so the sensors, you're attached. Since the vehicle is attached, where you are, you're attached to the ground, so we follow where you're based. But that's another issue. You're in a vehicle. Is a vehicle called a Rishul Sayachid? It's not a Rishul Sayachid. Some want to say that the fact that there are so many a car is not to be calculated for 600,000 people for an Erev, because a car is not a person. The car is a Rishus. In the Midbar, there were 600,000 individuals walking around, or theoretically, possibly walking around. But a car has the status of a Rishus Hayachid. So today, you go on the street, you don't have 600,000 people walking the streets, you have 600,000 Rishus Hayachids roaming the street. That's not Doine Ledigle Midbar.
That's
a lot of, that's one of the Sanif and the leniencies why Bizman Azeh, you can suggest that we don't have a Rishus Hayachid Deraisa around them.
That connects Virginia with Jersey.
What?
Virginia, New Jersey.
New Jersey, sure.
Delaware.
Long bridge.
Yeah.
So the Haira that's over that Tvachim.
The bridge is over 10 tzvachim. Yeah.
It's not a rishus yachid because it's polish on both sides.
Uh-huh. For traveling over the bridge,
you walk over the bridge.
You walk over the bridge.
It's a 5-10 mile bridge, right?
Okay. Let's do one more halacha. Let's do an halacha.
Cherry Hill,
because of
Cherry Hill.
Gimel. V'yesh lehistapek ol l'fimad depasak b'shulchan aruch. The ein holchem b'sfina pachas mishloish yam. A person is not allowed to go out until 3 days. V'atam mishum oinig Shabbos. Okay, so here he says the reason. Okay, the reason is Shulchan Aruch is oinig Shabbos. You're going to deny yourself enjoying Shabbos. Besides the reason of chil Shabbos, oinig Shabbos. It's not a pleasurable experience to be on Shabbos on a ship, unless you go on a cruise. And you have chazan. And you have good food. Okay, v'atam mishum oinig Shabbos. V'yesh lachem tzar minanu hasvina. V'sirchayim. See what he says, how times have changed from the fact that the ship shakes. V'sirchon ho'ele mehayam, and the stench. E boy tarte, nanu hasvina v'sirchon hayam, in kenim yoseh b'aviroin. So if the whole reason why you're not allowed to go is because of oinig Shabbos, you travel on the airplane, the derech yam nami ika tarte, there's also both. The yadua de nanu ha'aviroin, turbulence. Od yoseh me'asvina, on a ship, there can be more turbulence on a ship than on a plane than on a boat. Mash enkein im off derech hayabasha, but if you fly derech hayabasha, there, and he says it's less turbulence. I don't know. Is that really true? What? Now you travel over the sea, so this is what he's trying to suggest. One of the reasons why you're not allowed to travel on a ship on Shabbos on Wednesday is because Oynik Shabbos. What is the problem of Oynik Shabbos? So he gives two problems: Sirchoin and Ninua, shaking. On Aviroin, you're only going to have at most ninua, shaking. There's no sirchon of the yam.
Okay, he says there is.
V'loy sirchon
nehayam.
Oz ain kan rak over lin ain kan rak ninua aviroin. Or you're traveling on an airplane, so you only have v'loy sirchon nehayam. If you're traveling over land, so according to those that are makel, there's no problem of tchum im ken lefi zegam l'tayel iko iser l'oif. So then even less than 3 days, that would take away. There's no lack of oinik. If you hold that to violate oinik Shabbos, you need both. You need both. So traveling on an airplane over land, you only have one. You're not going to have the sirchon hayam.
I really think he's not talking about an airplane.
It could be a balloon.
Hot air balloon.
Okay, these are... Obviously, it's not very practical, but the Yesodos are very interesting. Oynik Shabbos, the problem of traveling 3 days on a ship is Oynik Shabbos, he presents, and Oynik Shabbos involves two issues, shaking and sirchon. So now you can construct some modern situation where you're not going to have either or. Let's say you go to the moon. Travel in special to the moon. You're going to have sirchon. You're not going to have sirchon. You're going to have ninua. Is there ninua? So obviously this is something. Okay. Okay, let us stop here.
You have to know one.
Yeah. The old sheets you give me, we'll send them to a better place.
This is the new one, okay.
What?
They're
already there.
They had airplanes going to Michigan?
Yeah. 1930, sure.
Okay. When did the commercial fly?
The 40s, around? I don't know. When did the commercial flights? 40s, the 50s? But they have had airplanes, yeah.
Was in the
33.
He probably wrote the Mishnah Berurah in
the 20s. He didn't write any practical Shilas. The Mishnah Berurah stayed away from modern Shilas.
Oh, okay.
He chose, I don't know why, he chose Gedafka, like Mishin Matzah. The Mishnah Berurah, he chose not to discuss Mishin Matzah. There are other modern inventions, and he shied away from getting involved. Electricity existed already, I think. Bye bye.
Electricity was
19 as well. I don't know if
so he didn't get involved. Okay, but I'm not so sure that. It's not a matter of religion. It's not a religion. I have no problem with it. It's like a men's club. So when men feel free, they talk. You know what I mean? It's not. It's not a religious. It's not a religious. Okay, so we'll see. I don't. You know, it takes away from. For what?
The lady should have said over there.
I thought it was my wife over there.
All right, don't worry. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry. From a religious point of view, zero whatsoever. I would love it. The only thing is. Somehow I get a sense that it's like a men's club. You know, it's like men. They like to joke around. No. It's like you feel like you behave. You can't be free.
You mean you gotta be
behave yourself.
Behave yourself. Then we should invite them all.
It's nothing. Zero to do with religion. I mean, negative zero. I used to daven in Ashkenazim, and we never had. Women never came. It was 7 o'clock. Many women never came. Once in a while, women would come. When women came. When mechitzah, like young Yisrael mechitzah, you can see. When women came, even one or two women came. All of a sudden, the men were very different because they didn't watch.
That's what they did with girls and boys in school. They did research. They found that.
That's right. They behave differently. So it really struck me how the men, they behave so much differently when the women are here. So my dining was gewaltig. Because the guy and the women weren't there, the men
were too much.
I mean, that's what he's supposed to be davening. Come to a shir, it's already different. So I don't know. I mean, it depends.
I didn't see it. They said, can we come to a shir? Sure, why not?
Once in a while, it's no problem.
So the Indian is only with tefillah. Only tefillah you have to have separation, but not learning.
No, you're not right back there. Yeah.
Tefillah and elevators.